You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, last week, I don't know if you saw, there were new laws that came into effect that will change how e-hailing services like Uber and Bolt operate. E-hailing services, as far as I understand it, will now be required to be clearly branded, fitted with a panic button. Drivers have got to keep their profiles updated for accurate identification. So what does this mean in the broader South African context, where e-hailing vehicles have faced attacks from the traditional, so-called traditional taxi industry? In that respect, I'm joined by Justin Suttner, who's the General Manager for Aura Sub-Saharan Africa. Aura is the emergency tech platform that is powering Uber's in-app safety button. Justin, a very warm welcome to you. So these new laws require panic buttons and branding, as I've just mentioned. You also will tell me part of a bigger global trend. What is driving that?
Sure. Thanks. Nice to be here, Jeremy. Yes, so, Jeremy, the truth is that traditional public response services, your 911s globally, but bringing it back to South Africa, 10-1-1s, typically do not utilize technology. They're overstretched, and their capacity of, you know, of the responses in terms of SAPS, your Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Services, are becoming quite a problem. And so what consumers now have access to around the world and in South Africa is an obtainable product and service in their pockets. And that is essentially driving connectivity, which meaning that more consumers have access to technology. And so what we're seeing is that government and public responses are becoming more and more stretched, which is essentially meaning they cannot get to the consumers in need when they need them. And so government is essentially playing catch up. And that is why we're seeing a lot of this mandated tech-enabled solutions in relation to how do we bring on the private sectors to assist.
All right, so let's get practical now. How does the in-app safety button actually work? What happens if I push it?
Sure. So Aura's essentially has a direct integration to Uber's in-app SOS emergency response feature. And what happens is that when a driver or a passenger activates that in-app SOS feature, it directly connects to Aura's auto dispatch platform. And then what happens is that a nearest vetted private response vehicle autonomously is dispatched and is able to navigate through our technology to the incident, be it the driver or the passenger, fully automated, fully reduced response times. And essentially, it's a seamless and integrated response once someone activates an SOS feature within the Uber application currently.
One of the concerns that I would have is that branding the vehicles could also make drivers and passengers easier targets, given incidents that we have seen before where such vehicles have been singled out.
Yes. So, Jeremy, look, it's a delicate balance. I mean, on the one end, you know, branding increases visibility and trust for the passenger. Very often you don't know if it's an Uber driver pulling up. So on one end, it's great for visibility. Unfortunately, the downside of that is it potentially makes drivers a more identifiable target to criminals. So it is quite a delicate balance. I personally believe it is something that's necessary, specifically in the consumer's mind, just to give them that peace of mind that, you know, if you're calling an Uber driver, that Uber driver is actually driving for Uber.
How difficult do you think it's going to be to enforce these safety measures and maybe even push it a little further? And let me ask you if regulators have the resources to monitor the compliance, which is so urgently needed.
So Jeremy, I think compliance might take a little bit of time in terms of the regulators. You know, the policy is fantastic, but in terms of execution and oversight on compliance from a regulator's perspective might be fairly difficult. However, Aura's been actually in partnership with Uber for the last 7 years. So in terms of two companies, Uber and Aura, coming together to offer their drivers and riders a safety in-app button that connects them to responders has actually been in play for quite a long time. So from my perspective, Uber's actually pretty well covered in terms of their corporate responsibility to their drivers. But I do think that it is a regulation that might be quite difficult to comply with. There's multiple areas that need oversight, specifically when it comes to the driver drivers and the vehicles and who is actually driving the vehicle. But outside of that, I think Uber's actually doing a terrific job already.
Is this added cost of new compliance going to push up ride prices, do you think?
Jeremy, I think that's a very good point, and I think it will. I can't talk on behalf of Uber, but specifically when it comes to physical panic buttons, you know, the cost of the hardware and obviously the service, you know, private security companies unfortunately don't respond for free. So I do think it will have a small incremental cost, but to be honest, I don't actually think it will be anything significant, and I actually think it will be welcomed by the general public at large.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Justin Suttner, who's the General Manager for Aura Sub-Saharan Africa. I appreciate your time.